Brainerd area and at KAXE.org. It is time now for Headwaters.
Because when she dreams, won't suffer in them blues. can't help looking back in, wondering if I was born in the wrong time. Something inside is pulling me like a magnet, drop a needle and I can't stop me.
Give me that magic.
That is Samantha Crane with Dragonfly from her album that came out earlier this year called Gumshoe. It's here on Headwaters, your source for great music, weekday mornings on KAXE, KBXE. I'm Jennifer Barr. We also heard Young Gun Silver Fox. That might be my song of summer. Stevie N. Sly. We also heard new music from U.S. Girls, like James said. It's also a good contender. And we started Headwaters today with Bruce Springsteen from Born to Run on its 50th anniversary, She's the One. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Our question of the week is asking about your favorite books that you read as a child or to read to a child. We heard from Joanne in Side Lake who said, a good kids book and adult book is Hatchet by Gary Paulson. I have to agree, that's a classic right there. Support for KAXE comes from Schroeder Long Home Supply, supplying wood home and cabin owners with specialty sealants, preservatives, and wood finishes. More information at their Grand Rapids store or online at loghelp.com. And a message from the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988 with support that meets you where you are. Confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. The Central Lakes College Ag and Energy Research Center has its annual field day Friday, August 29th from 9 to 3 at their site in Staples. It's a day of hands-on demonstrations, education sessions, local food, and more. Find a schedule at clcagandenergy.org/events. Well, it is Minnesota State Fair time, and you may have heard Kari and Malachi broadcasting from the fair on Friday. That was so much fun. I don't think I'm going to make the fair this year, but went last year, and I got to see Semisonic, and they played this song, of course, because it's all about the Minnesota State Fair. It's called Falling.
The rides, you, me, and the sky. I walked around the neighborhood in the dark. I had to send a search party. I found you weeping in the backyard. Don't go. I wanna love you still.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
That is Esther Rose, new music from her featuring Dean Johnson on that track called Scars. We heard Turnpike Troubadours with a song written by Dave Simonette of Trampled by Turtles. That one was called Leaving Town, parentheses, Woody Guthrie Festival. And Natalie Bergman with Stop, Please Don't Go from her new album, My Home Is Not In This World. And we heard Minnesota band Semisonic taking us to the Minnesota State Fair, in a sense, with the song Falling from their 1996 album, Great Divide. It's Headwaters here on People Powered KAXE. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Jennifer Barr. Support comes from Buckhorn on Caribou Lake, featuring five handcrafted log cabins in the Chippewa National Forest, just north of Grand Rapids, offering fishing, swimming, and hiking on site. Rates and information at buckhornoncaribou.com. We also thank the Lake Country Journal, a magazine showcasing the beauty, landscapes, and people of Lake Country. The February-March issue publishes the winners of their annual photo contest, which are also displayed at the Brainerd Lakes Regional Airport. Submissions accepted all year round at lakecountryjournal.com. Coming up at 9:45, we'll have our slice of green cheese, and approximately 1 hour from now, it is our request line. We want to hear your suggestions for songs about reading or writing. Heard from Lisa, who suggested A Day in the Life by the Beatles because it starts with, I read the news today, oh boy. Lisa, I have a different Beatles song in mind. You'll have to tune in and see what that is at 10:30 during request line, but would love to hear your suggestions as well. Songs about reading and writing, text 218-326-1234 and answer our question of the week. What books did you love reading when you were a child, or books that you love to read to children in your life? Text us 218-326-1234. We're going to hear some music now from Jeremy Albino. He is one of our performers at this year's Grand Rapids Riverfest, Saturday, September 6th. He'll be joined by Alan Sparhawk, Margo Price, and Courtney Barnett. This one's called Tumbleweed.
Down and down, follow me right through the dark, and we'll get out someday. We'll see, but I know we'll make some memories, 'cause having you right by my side, I know we'll be alright.
to me. There's only one boy in the world for you, and he probably lives in Tahiti. I got a whole wide world, got a whole wide world just to find him. Got a whole wide world, got a whole wide world to find out where they hide him.
Mm-hmm. pass me by.
That is Duran Jones and Indications from their latest release called Flowers. The song is Rust and Steel. We heard Sally Ford and The Sound Outside with I'd Go the Whole Wide World and Jeremy Albino with Tumbleweed. He will be one of our performers at this year's Grand Rapids River Fest, Saturday, September 6th. He'll be joined by Alan Sparhawk, Margo Price, and Courtney Barnett. You can find your tickets and all the information you need at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Again, we hope to see you there. And it's right next door to KAXE at the Grand Rapids Area Library Amphitheater. And it makes for a great venue. Check out photos of previous events at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. I'm Jennifer Barr. Thanks so much for tuning into Headwaters. Coming up in just a few moments, we are going to have our slice of green cheese. So get your dialing fingers ready. The Friends of the Lake Bemidji State Park have a pancake breakfast this Sunday, August 31st from 8 to 10 at the park's dining hall. Bring your own plates and utensils to help the environment. And Native American Music and Arts Festival is Sunday, August 31st, 10 to 5 at the Mille Lacs Indian Museum and Trading Post near Onamia. There will be artists, demonstrations, live music, and food trucks. All right, it is time for our slice of green cheese. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a treat for at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd. Thanks to them for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls. Give someone else a chance to win. Here is today's question. On this date in 1970, Elton John played his first show in the United States. He appeared at the Troubadour, a club in what city? Call 218-326-1234. The question again, on this date in 1970, Elton John played his first show in the United States. He appeared at the Troubadour, a club in what city? Call us at 218-326-1234. Here he is with one of the songs he played that night.
If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm here again, your prison. Like a coin in your mint, I am dented, and I'm spent with hot treason. Through a glass eye, your throne is the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control.
me to the chamber, take me to the parlor. I ain't not a stranger.
We do have a winner for the slice of green cheese. Hold your calls. We do have a winner. Elton John with Take Me to the Pilot, one of the songs he played 55 years ago on this date at the Troubadour. And we did get a winner. Carol from Minneapolis is going to get a treat for something good to eat. And she knew the answer is Los Angeles. Again, the question: on this date in 1970, Elton John played his first show in the United States. He appeared at the Troubadour, a club in what city? And yes, the answer is Los Angeles. You can tune in weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese. And then Saturday night, 7 to 9, our ever-popular green cheese trivia show. This week, your hosts are Justine Jacobson and Shannon Antola. Sure to be a good time. I'm Jennifer Barr. Thanks so much for listening to Headwaters today. Right now, we're going to continue with some new music from Lucius. Yeah.